More of Lake Effect Now on Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. For more than 20 years, the Milwaukee Ensemble, the Quattro Horns, has played at everything from corporate events to the commencement at the Medical College of Wisconsin to weddings and private parties. Three of the four members, Robert Dittmer, Joe Hill, and Joe Hoffman, have been with the group since its founding. Dane Schuler is the new kid on the block.
We first heard the group on this show 11 years ago and thought it was high time to invite them back. So they brought their French horns by the Lake Effect Performance Studio and shared some music with us. Ladies and gentlemen, it's great to have you all here. Thank you so much.
Great to be back.
Thank you.
Joe, it's been, what, 11 years?
Yeah.
And we were in a completely different studio the last time you were here.
This is great.
So what have you been doing the last 11 years? Obviously still playing and still performing concerts. You still working with the Medical College of Wisconsin?
We do. We've had a long-term relationship, thanks to Joe, who is a professor out at the college and has other job titles there. So we've had a long-term relationship with them, and that's been a lot of fun for us.
But you're also doing things a lot with senior concerts, you know, for senior citizens. And so was that something you were doing 11 years ago, or is that new to the horns?
That's new to us, our senior concert series. It's kind of an outgrowth. I used to do some work for a nonprofit in senior outreach in Ozaukee County, and that got me to thinking about what is beneficial to seniors, and music is certainly right at the top of the list. And so I developed this concert series, and we've done it, and it's been very well received in southeastern Wisconsin.
So how do the seniors, for the rest of you, do they really respond to the horns?
They do. It's we're a popular gang with them. We are invited back pretty much everywhere we go.
Well, one of the things that I love about the horn, and as you guys know, I played when I was in junior high school, and so it was one of the things that appealed to me, is that it can be way up at the stratosphere. It can be down in the basement and everything in between, and it seems to be one of the most versatile of the brass instruments. It kind of goes everywhere.
Well, our history of these are scripted concerts we do as part of the series, and we try to start at a senior living facility with that first one, and then we kind of, when we come back, continue to educate them a little bit, because the horn is a fascinating instrument. I know those trumpet and trombone players out there would think theirs are equally fascinating, but horns have quite an interesting development, and we include that in our first concert, and that draws them in even further into the beautiful sounds that we can get, knowing the unusual development and history of the instrument.
Dane, you still have your horn out here. This is a double horn, right?
Yes, this
And so people will hear single, triple, double. What does that mean?
Well, the terminology is basically how the horns are constructed. A standard single horn, which is kind of the original creation, is just a one set of tubing for the valve, for the fingerings. A double horn has layered another set of tubing on top of that. So it really is two instruments in one, and a simple thumb lever changes the one horn to the next. And of course, there are now triple horns, and that's a third set of two. I mean, they're really heavy, but they cover a pretty wide range, and so they're pretty popular.
So the idea of having the two horns in one in your horn, is that so you can change key more easily, or in the middle of instrument, or is there truly a different sound?
There is a bit of a different sound, because it's one horn is smaller than the other. The standard is an F horn, and the higher horn is B flat, so it's a fourth higher. It's more about the facility of getting around that wide range effectively more than changing key. A smaller horn, fewer note choices, different range flexibility. So that's really the main reason. The popularity of the double horn is pretty standardized worldwide, and it really is about facility through one of the most difficult instruments we have.
So, Joe, where is your more comfortable range? If you were to pick a range you could play in all the time, where would you be?
I would be between the middle C and E to F range.
Is that considered the middle, kind of the middle of the instrument?
I would say so, yes.
Okay. And Dane, what about you?
Well, I'd like to state for the record that as the new guy, I've discovered that all the parts they give me are the ones they don't want to play. So I end up I've got all these pieces. I've got first, third, and fourth. And in any concert, I'm playing all four parts. And I'm used to that. It doesn't bother me. But I did notice that very pointedly that there were parts that they specifically did not want to play. So I got them.
But if you had a choice, where would you be most comfortable?
That's tough because there was a time in my career that I specialized in low horn. So I was playing bass clef and pedal parts, and there was a time where I was playing lead in a local orchestra. So I've experienced all of it. I think I kind of like all of it.
Okay.
It's just fun to be able to challenge myself to play as high as I can and get down to the low notes as well.
And Joe, what about you? Where do you anywhere?
Not anywhere. I guess being with the group so many years, we've seen a lot of the parts. But when we have new music, it's always great to reach and develop a little more, and maybe I'll take the bass clef on this one, and or I'll take the first part, and that's where the lead is, so wherever it works. But it's continuing, I think, even as long as we've been together, to expand and challenge ourselves, not just within the notes, but also continuing to work together as an ensemble, and allowing the parts that need to come through to come through, and ones that don't need to back down a little bit.
Well, and building that sort of the cohesion of the group. Robert, I have to ask you too, do you have a favorite range that is good for you? Or
I've
you
always
like them
been
all?
A first horn player, and I gravitate towards first, but being in this group so long, I've found that I enjoy fourth, which is at the other end of the spectrum, and I have to work a little harder at fourth. It doesn't come as naturally, but I do like playing it. It's a challenge for me.
What about arrangements? Do you guys do your own, or do you find them already, or are you pointing at Robert?
Robert's done a couple that he arranged our Star Spangled Banner, which I think is fantastic. I'm really impressed with it. And he's done a couple others. The processional that we use for Medical College of Wisconsin is his, and it's wonderful.
It's original compositions, yeah.
So you're composing as well as arranging?
I'm a composer. Yeah. I've had three pieces published, and a little teaser, I'm writing something for a couple of performances next year called The Trails of Sedona. And it's a fanfare, and hopefully they'll consent to starting our concert next year out with that.
We get a lot of requests as well from clients, and whether it's a corporate or a special processional or weddings or things like that. I'd really like to do this for my grandmother, and so we'll figure out a way to build that into. There's quite a bit already that's published, so it's a pretty good repertoire out there. But there's always some things that are new, and some of the published arrangements, quite frankly, are not sort of very good, depending on what the occasion is. So, no, we do. I would say probably 20% of our portfolio is arrangements or compositions that we've done.
Yeah, which is great. Well, this next piece, though, that we're going to hear, did it come already arranged in the four parts that we're going to hear? This is the Frippery. Did it come that way, or is this a regular tune that you arranged?
Lowell Shaw wrote this. It's an original tune and his take on the Charleston. And it came packaged that way. And that's the neat thing, is he specializes in horn writing, and it really shows.
All right. Well, here are Quattro Horns in Lake Effect's Studio C with Frippery number 9, Charleston by Lowell Shaw. Thank you. That was Quattro Horns in Lake Effect's Performance Studio, the Frippery Number 9. That was wonderful. And I love the way that's arranged because you can really hear the tonalities of the horns, the way there's some close writing in there, and you can really hear it. I love it. It's so rich. Is it fun to play? It seems like it would be.
It is, and he uses articulations and dynamics and ranges so cleverly. It's challenging to us, but it's fun to play at the same time. So, yeah, he knows what he's doing for horn writing better than almost anybody.
Yeah, he really departs, I feel, from a generation before him, the standard of first horn is the high horn, fourth horn is the low. My part, I'm playing third, and I'm almost full range. I'm down quite a ways, and I'm up in the lead at some points. And that kind of sharing of the wealth is what makes a horn quartet so much fun.
That's why I enjoy particularly, you know, being in an ensemble because, and even in my day-to-day work, it's that group, small group effort where everyone contributes to a goal, but you can still hear your contribution. You know what your role has been. And there's nothing wrong with being a symphony, you know, or working in a large group work project, but, you know, knowing that you have a part to play and you can actually hear the part in the context of the other musicians, that's why I like working in small ensembles.
So putting a concert together for you guys, because you're playing lots of different kinds of events, how do you put your set list together?
We pick things that we like to play and things that oftentimes we don't play that are challenging pieces. We want to do a wide cross range always because that shows off the range of the horn as far as genres go and as far as playing styles go. So we're already looking at picking up music for a couple of concerts we're doing next year. That's always an exciting process to figure out what we're going to do. And sometimes we look for some new things to complement what we have. But it gives us a chance to branch out because when you're doing corporate, senior concerts, educational concerts, church concerts, you have a finite set of music for those that you seem to be going back to all the time. And we have a repertoire of close to 100 pieces that we can draw on. But a concert special because we're going to play those things that stretch our boundaries a little bit.
What about practicing? You all have day jobs, I assume. How often do you get together, and what are practices like?
Well, when Dane came into the group, out of respect for the fact that the three of us are charter members, his chair is turned over a couple times, and which is really exciting. And I know that's not the question, but it's neat to bring in new people occasionally. It's good to have the stability of charter members, but it's also good to have a position changing over like that. And when he came into the group, we realized we need to simplify our rehearsal schedule. So we're usually rehearsing twice a month. We were doing weekly before, and we'll probably have to do a little of that before a big concert, but we're trying to keep it to twice a month now.
So Dane, how did you find out about these guys?
Well, I've known these guys for a while. They rehearse and perform at the church I attend. I'm kind of the AV nerd there where I deal with the sound and the lights and the projector for the programs. So I've known them for a while and heard them play. And I actually told Joe, who's a member of the church, that if they needed a sub, short notice, that I was around. But they never needed one until just recently. So I said, hey, I'll try out. I've been looking for a couple of things to play in. I don't play enough. I'm a band director, and I spend more time waving a stick at students instead of blowing my horn. And this was a great opportunity, so I'm glad they invited me.
Have you learned all the repertoire yet?
No. 40-some songs, only 60-some to go.
Through Dana and others, we might go back and rediscover some of the pieces that we've not done very much of. You know, for one reason, that does sound pretty good. We should add that to the list.
Well, I'm just so thankful you were able to come in. This has been great. Well, we won't leave it to 11 years next time, but it has been such a pleasure to deign meet you and see the three of you again. And what are you going to take us out with?
We're going to take you out with the Bourrée from Music for Royal Fireworks by Handel.
And that's Quattro Horns here in the studio, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bonnie.
Robert Dittmer, Joe Hill, Joe Hoffman, and Dane Schuler are Milwaukee's Quattro Horns. You can find a link to more about the group and its schedule at WUWM.com. Our in-studio session was engineered by Jason Reavy.